Father, we thank you, Lord, for the gathering together of your people. It is of the Lord's mercy that we are enjoying this new day and we were not consumed. We have this day ahead of us and we declare in the womb of the morning such as this, that the day will bring us joy and gladness and will bring us goodness and mercy. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We also declare that the entrance of your word, even in the message of the Lord today, will bring light to our hearts, light in the darkness and any gloominess. And Lord, bring also understanding to the glory of God. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Spoken of our children. You know, we did a lesson the other day about glorious things that are spoken concerning us. Well, I want to do this as a follow-up. Glorious things are spoken and written in the Word of God concerning our children and your children. You know, so you can consider this as the Word of the Lord to us today concerning our children, what the Lord has said. Many promises. This Bible's full of them. And things that God declared concerning our children. We can declare for ourselves what he has said concerning our children. I'm going to try to read through them, speak through some of them. Not sure how much of it I can get through, but we'll see. Now, as a reminder, we have often taught on this platform that, you know, before we begin to believe God for anything or before we begin to declare anything, we find first what God has already said about that thing. So, let's find some glorious things that God has already spoken and written concerning our children. Let's read through it. Now, let me lay a background for this. We saw how God was dealing with Abraham and his seed in Genesis chapter 11 was where the people at that time were trying to build a tower to heaven. God scattered them through confusion of their languages. In Genesis chapter 12 was where he handpicked Abraham, who at the time was living among the ungodly or the heathen land that didn't know the Lord very much. But the Lord, you know, must have seen something in him. In any case, the greatness that God imputed upon him. Abraham wasn't trying to be great like the other people that were trying to make themselves a name, build a tower to heaven. Abraham was not part of that. But God turned around and picked him and said, I will make you great. So right away we see that that greatness came from the Lord. And not only did the Lord speak of greatness for Abraham, he spoke for greatness for a considerable time following to his seed. In fact, he said, well, I will give you, not just to you, but I will give this land to your seed. And there are many things he said to his seed. There were some promises that God gave to Abraham that also he passed it on to his seed after him. You know, being Isaac, then he passed it on to Jacob, and so on and so forth. Now, we've done that lesson through the messages like generational blessings or from the fathers to the children and so on. You might look those up. We've already done that. But I want to call out some specific things today that come to our children because of your righteousness. You know, that's kind of like a, you know, generational blessing. But let's be let's focus on the blessings, the glorious things that God has said concerning our children. Parents are often burdened about their children's situation. When things are not going well for their children, they are burdened. And, you know, people are always praying and burdened and so forth. Well, let's see what God has said, which might lighten the situation for you and give faith and hope. Praise the Lord. All right, so that's the background. We have many scriptures to read through and to share on the things that God has said. I'm going to start through, I will be reading some things from the book of Psalms. I'll be reading some things from the book of Proverbs. I'll be reading also from Isaiah. And read from Jeremiah, Joel, and then jump over to the New Testament, read some things there. We'll see what, you know, how much of this we can cover today. Let's start in the book of Psalms. Here's a good one. When we are troubled over our children, you know, whether they will have enough, you know, eat or drink, or they have enough to sustain themselves. Psalm 37, verses 25 to 26 is a good one. And it says, well, this is David saying this, but it was prophetic. I have been young, now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth. He's talking about the righteous. And because of that, his seed is blessed. Now, I want you to notice how he put this out. He gave his own testimony. Look, I'm much older now, but since my youth and up, I haven't actually seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed. So there is a connection between the righteous and his seed. Now, the works of the righteous, like being merciful and lending, said in the next verse, causes his seed to be blessed after him. Yeah, so that's a powerful, you know, powerful statement. And if you walk in the integrity of your heart before the Lord, then your seed shall be blessed. Praise the Lord. Now, this is something that David declared. Well, let's see a few other Psalms where he declared similar things. There's one here in Psalm 103 and verse 17. You see the connection again. God's righteousness, he said, you know, shall be to you and to your children. Not just to you only, but, you know, to you and to your children. There's a way that God brings that connection together. We've seen it throughout the scriptures. And, you know, it's powerful for us when we realize that. The mercy of the Lord, he said, is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him. You know, so you fear the Lord, that guarantees the mercy of the Lord upon you and his righteousness unto children's children. I mean, so not only, I mean, Father, this is, you are talking about three generations there. Your children and their children after them. You know, so to all those that keep his covenant and to those that remember his commandments to do them. So we start out, it starts out with you. And you keep the blessings. I mean, you keep the commandments of the Lord. You delight greatly to do his will. And the blessings, you know, pass on to your children. You know, these are the things in the Word of God. I often love to speak this way rather than what some people claim to be generational curses. You know, that's not even in my DNA or the DNA of my children. But we are passed from cursing to life, you know. The Bible says that Jesus took the curse for us. And he broke that. And so now what we have is that we are called to inherit a blessing. But today I'm focusing on the blessing for your children because of the integrity of your heart before the Lord. Praise God. So, Jesus did his part for us now, and we also must believe what God says concerning us and our children. The Bible says that the Lord has delivered us from the power of darkness. Hallelujah. According to Colossians 1 and 13. Translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. In that kingdom, we have redemption through his blood. We have forgiveness of sins. That's redemption from the things and the curse of the law which Jesus bore for us. Let's talk some more about these blessings that the Lord puts upon children and children's children for the righteousness of the father or the parents. In the book of Psalm 112, verses 1 and 2, you know, blessed is the man that feareth the Lord. Well, and it starts out with the man that fears the Lord, but it doesn't end there. And these are glorious things that are now spoken concerning your seed, the seed of the righteous. He said, well, that because you fear the Lord and you delight greatly to do his commandments, he says, such a man, his seed shall be mighty upon the earth. Now that's glorious. That's a glorious thing that's spoken concerning your children. And you can take that word and run with it and declare it in your prayers for your children. You say, well, this is what the word of God says. And you declare it. And don't worry about how he's going to do it, how the Lord is going to do it. You just take his word and believe it. And said, his seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Not just the upright himself, but his generation. I mean, his lineage, his children, and the children after them. They will be blessed because of the righteousness of this man. His children also shall be blessed. Praise the Lord. So your children are the blessed of the Lord. And don't you ever think anything differently, because that's the word of the Lord has already ordained it for you. Psalm 115 and verse 14. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Again, the emphasis in these whole scriptures is the connection, you know, of the grace of God passes to the children because of the integrity of the father or the parents. Your children will be blessed and increased more and more. Not just your children and not just you, but you and your children. So you can see the way he puts it out there. It starts with you and then passes on to your children. It's guaranteed. You know, Lord will increase you more and more. You and your children. These are glorious things that we need to believe as the Lord has spoken them for our children. Psalm 127, verse 3. Your children are called the heritage of the Lord. It means they came from the Lord. They are a blessing from the Lord. The Lord gave them to you. Praise the Lord. You can think of yourself as the keepers of these children. But these children really came from the Lord. And the promises that the word of God gives concerning these children, when you find them, you speak those things over your children. Speak those things over your children. Praise the Lord. He says here, behold, that's what lo means. Children are an heritage of the Lord. And the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are the children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. Now these children, they will not be ashamed, but they will speak with the enemies in the gate. Now your children, they will be prayer warriors, mighty warriors, prayer intercessors of their own. They will stand in faith. In fact, one time John the Apostle said, well, you young men are written unto you because you are strong. You have overcome the devil. And these are the words of the Lord concerning your children. And this is the way that you should pray over them. When you pray for them, whether they are with you in person, you pray over them. Whether they are not with you, you send that prayer over them nonetheless. And these are the things that we must declare for our children from time to time. You know, my children, that the heritage of the Lord, and they will be mighty prayer warriors. They will speak with enemies in the gate. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 21. The seed of the righteous shall be blessed. Glory to God. The seed of the righteous shall be blessed. Now, he's not just saying here that the righteous shall be blessed. And said, what? And many times, even when the Lord speaks, when the scriptures speak of children's children, well, you know, for instance, it says in, you know, Psalm 128, he said, well, you know, the Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see thy children's children. Well, that's Psalm 128, the last verse, verse 6. Well, see your children's children. That's already a blessing that the Lord's pronouncing over your children. That not only will you be fruitful and have children, your children will be fruitful and have children. Because he said you will see your children's children. I mean, so these things are in the Word of God. These are promises that we can hold on to and believe the Lord. And these are the glorious things that have been spoken in the scriptures concerning your children, concerning our children. We should believe them together. Praise the Lord. Proverbs, where was I? I was talking about Proverbs. How, you know, we've gone through the book of Psalms. I want to go through, you know, the book of Proverbs as well, to see some of the promises that are in those books. As we go through here, Proverbs 11:21. Though hand join in hand, the wicked shall not be unpunished, but the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. Again, you can see the connection. Deliverance coming to your children because of your righteousness. And so, you know, as we walk before the Lord in the integrity of our heart, you know, and delight to do his will, delight to keep his commandments, blessing will pass on to your children. These are the glorious things that I already spoken. When your children are in a strait or a dire situation, deliverance is coming for them. Lord already said it here. You know, so promise that your children will be delivered. Praise the Lord. And any time and every time, this promise, you know, shall be upon your children. You claim it. Claim it for your children. Whatever you are able to claim for your children is a blessing for you too. Because, you know, when your children are at peace, you are at peace. And it's a blessing for you. It's a blessing for them. And their blessing is a blessing for you. Praise the Lord. Proverbs chapter 14. And let's take a look at verse 26. It talks about God will keep your children in a place of refuge. He said, in the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. And that's also your children as well, is the Lord. Remember, your children, they are the children of the Lord too. They are not God's grandchildren. They are God's children. But the blessing passes on to them. You know, it's like a pipeline. And we got to make sure that our pipeline is not plugged up, though. It can be plugged up by, you know, disobedience, unrighteousness, and many other things, the little foxes that spoil the vine. Yeah, unforgiveness and different things like that. But, you know, if we do our part and ensure that we're walking in the integrity of our heart before the Lord, these things that we are reading today, the glorious things that are spoken in the scriptures concerning your children will come to pass, to come upon them. Praise the Lord. So your children shall have a place of refuge all the time. I mean, refuge from the stormy blast and refuge from crises and different situations. God will bring them in and protect them. Praise the Lord. Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 7. You know, it talks about not only will you be blessed, but your children will be blessed after you. I mean, how many scriptures can we read that say these things? The Bible is full of them. Like as I said at the beginning, powerful stuff. You know, the just man walketh in his integrity. And that's what I've been talking about all day long. You walk in the integrity of your heart. It causes your children to be blessed after you. Said the just man walketh in his integrity, and his children are blessed after him. That's a glorious thing that's spoken concerning your children. So when you're thinking of your children, some of them may be going through. Well, we all go through. That doesn't mean anything. You know, you claim and declare the promises of God over them. You know, they will be delivered. They will be blessed. They will be mighty upon the earth. I mean, these are the things that the Lord has spoken concerning your children. And, you know, you must affirm the word of God. You must mean what you say, and you must expect to see it to come upon your children, just like you're saying, and nothing doubting, you know. So praise the Lord. Now, there is a responsibility that we have in bringing up these children in the Lord, you know. Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 6 says, we should train our children in the way that they should go, you know, and that when they are departed, that they will not depart from him, you know. So, what's our responsibility in that scripture? Well, it is for you to, God has a responsibility. I mean, there are three subjects that are spoken of in that verse. We, you know, the Lord, and our children. You know, we have a responsibility to train our children in the ways of the Lord. You know, the Lord will teach us. We learn it of the Lord, and we teach it to our children. Well, the Lord has a responsibility, too, to make sure we will bring these children back, even if they depart, because the Lord said he will not depart. You know, so they may depart, though. We've seen situations like that when the Lord said they will not depart, but they do depart. Then we stand with the word of God and say, Lord, you said they will not depart. I did my part. I did instruct them in the way of the Lord. Deuteronomy chapter 11 says, instruct your children in the way of the Lord when you sit in the house, when you stand in the way, when you are at dinner, right upon the doorpost of your house, and all these things. And if you have done that, then it is incumbent upon the Lord that the Lord must do his own part to bring them back, even if they were to depart. There's a promise for that in the book of Jeremiah chapter 31. I think we read this you know, a few days ago when the Lord said that, look, he will bring your children back from the land of the enemy, even if they were to depart. Jeremiah 31 verses 16 and 17. So when you do your part, you take Proverbs 22 verse 6, you put it inside Jeremiah 31 verses 16 and 17, and there you have it. You know, he says, well, thus saith the Lord, refrain thy voice from weeping and thine eyes from tears for thy work over these children. Remember, train your children the way they should go. It's a lot of work. You know, you have to be diligent in doing it. And you can't be discouraged. You can't give up. You do it. You train them every day. You know, that work shall be rewarded, saith the Lord. And they shall come again from the land of the enemy if they were to depart. This is God's responsibility. You've done your part. And you stand on his promise. You say, Lord, you said they will not depart. But you see that they departed. Then you go to God and say, Lord, but you said they will not depart. The Lord said, well, I will bring them back from the land of the enemy. And there is hope in thy end, saith the Lord, that thy children, and this tells you that these two verses are talking about children, thy children shall come again to their own border from the land of the enemy. Come back into the place. You know, that place where you put them, you put guardrails around them, you show them the way of the Lord, and that's how you brought them up. But somehow, they wandered away. The Lord said, I will bring them back. So he has his responsibility. You have yours. And but between these scriptures, you stand on the word of the Lord. These are the glorious things that are spoken concerning your children. They will come back, you know, from the land of them if they ever did depart. You know, so you stand right there. You trust the Lord. Let's move on to the book of Isaiah. I'm just going through this. I have powerful promises in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 8, you know, verse 18. I and the children that God has given me are for signs and wonders. I mean, look at the way the Lord said it. It starts with the parent, I. Then it goes to the children. See, I and the children. It didn't say the children that God gave me and I. No, first you, then your children. Hallelujah. So the I and the children that God has given me are for signs and wonders. And you know, traditionally, you know, the Jewish folks, they called God, you know, the God of their fathers, God of their father, you know, and that's how they did it. It was your father believed in him. He instructed his household. You believe in him, and you also will instruct your household. In Genesis chapter 18, we see a testimony that the Lord gave concerning Abraham in verse 19. He said, well, I know him that he will command his sons and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord. Well, can the Lord say that of you? Now, there are any men in this house today and your entire household after you to serve the Lord and to keep the way of the Lord? Can he say that? You know, to do righteousness and judgment? Well, that's what the Lord said concerning Abraham. He said, I know he will do that. Praise God. That's a wonderful testimony for the Lord to have concerning somebody. And I pray that we will have that testimony of the Lord, that the Lord will be able to say of you, I know her. I know him. He's not going to let his children go, you know, like that, untrained. You know, he will train children. She will train her children in the way of the Lord. He'll command them to obey instructions of the Lord, to do righteousness. It's responsibility of parents. And if you do your responsibility, then the Lord said, well, all these blessings that I speak concerning your children shall come upon them. Praise the Lord. So I and the children God has given me are for signs and wonders. So these are glorious things for your children. You've seen signs and wonders in your life. Well, glorious things are spoken concerning your children that they also will experience signs and wonders. Praise the Lord. Now, the Lord promised to pour out his spirit upon thy seed. Isaiah 45 verses 3 to 5, you know. So when we are believing God, things are moving in our life and you really want the Lord, you know, to move like that in the children, in your children's lives. Well, train them, believe the Lord, bring them along, carry them along to wherever you're doing. Don't leave them behind, you know, carry them along, you know, and, in the things of God. And the promise of God is that, he will also pour out, you know, his spirit upon your children. So let's read it from Isaiah chapter 44. I'm just going to read a few verses from the beginning, from verse 3. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty. Well, when you are thirsting for the things of God, Jesus said, blessed are they that hunger and thirst for the things of God, for they shall be filled. Well, when you are thirsty for the things of God, well, God said, I will pour water upon you, floods upon the dry ground, and I will pour my spirit upon thy seed as well. Huh, praise the Lord. And my blessing upon thy offspring and your generation after you. The Lord said, I will put my blessing upon them as well, because you, you know, have a passion and a desire to seek the Lord. And then it's glorious, it's a glorious thing that's spoken of your children. You can be assured, can have confidence. How do you assure that? You walk in the integrity of your heart before the Lord. That's how you do it. And you train your children the best they can. I mean, best you can when they are young, when they are older, and even they move away from the house, you have no more control over them, but you have power in the ordinances of heaven, because you have trusted the Lord and you have entrusted your children to God's hands, and you remind him of those things. He has glorious things he has spoken for your over your children. Those things will begin to, you know, hunt them down. Praise the Lord. You know, the Lord will fulfill his word, and the grace of God, the Spirit of God will catch up with those children wherever they are and bring them back, you know, from the land of the enemy. Praise the Lord. You know, Isaiah chapter 49, verse 25. I will contend, saith the Lord, with those that contend with thee, and I will save thy children. That's a point blank promise that the Lord put out there. He will save could be anything. Save them from destruction, from day to day destruction, from making, you know, errors and mistakes that they will regret, life that may have lifetime consequences. The Lord will save them from it. And, of course, we also know about, you know, the spiritual salvation offered to us through Christ and the redemptive work he provided. That's there as well. Whatever save means to you, the Lord will do it for your children. Praise the Lord. Save them when they are in trouble. It will save them from their sins. You know, Jesus in Matthew 1:21 is called Savior. Say, thou shalt call his name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Jesus means Yeshua or Yeshua or the Lord our salvation. So he will save your children, and he will save them daily as well, you know, from their troubles. The Lord will save them. All thy children shall be taught of the Lord. Glory to God. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 13. You know, thy children shall be taught of the Lord. It's wonderful. I mean, when you've done the best you can, and sometimes you think it's not working, it is working. You know, the Lord just reminded, go back and read something else in Isaiah 49. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Okay, let me read this. I'm going to read it from verse 24. Shall the prey be taken from the mighty or the lawful captive delivered? Well, you know, that means, you know, when their children are even headstrong and they got into a situation that they are in out of their own fault, that's lawful captive, you know, can they be set free? That's a question. Well, yeah. The Lord said, even those captives of the mighty shall be taken away and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. But we contend with you. I didn't read the whole verse and the Lord said, go back and read all of it. And I will contend with him that contendeth with you, and I will save your children. And I will feed them that oppress you with their own flesh, shall be drunken with their own blood, like the sweet wine. And all flesh shall know that I am the Lord. Even I, the Lord, am thy Savior and thy Redeemer. You know, now in this case, God is positioning himself as your deliverer, as your savior. He said, God likes to identify himself with us. So we should identify ourselves with him also. He said, they will know that I am your savior and they will know that I am your redeemer. Praise the Lord. You know, so even if your children got into trouble because they didn't listen, you know, that means they are lawful captive. Well, God said, it doesn't matter how they got there, they will be delivered, saith the Lord. Praise God. So we got to believe these things. And you may be, you may not be a parent in this room. You say, well, we're speaking to parents. Well, yeah, whatever I'm speaking to the parents, I'm speaking to you as well. You know, if you are, if you are in the generation of the righteous, then these blessings belong unto you as well. You know, if your parents were godly and you are not even married, you don't have children, you say, well, I mean, they're talking to children. I don't have children. Well, yeah, but you are beneficiary of these things as well. Praise the Lord. You know, because, you know, your children, you know, walked in the integrity of their heart. And you must remember your father's God. Glory to God. David said, my father's God, I will exalt him. You know, I mean, I'll prepare my heart, prepare my habitation. It's my father's God. And I will say, who is your father's God? You know, I think my children know who their father's God is. Do you know who your father's God was? Even if your dad is no longer alive, who was his God? Your father's God, the Lord God Almighty that your father served, you know, all the days of his life. Your father's God, and he is your God too. You know, the Lord used to speak to the children of Israel like that. He said, you know, the Lord thy God. Moses always told them, the Lord thy God, even when they were rebellious, even when they did not even honor the Lord, even when they did not even, you know, incline their hearts to the word of the Lord, even when they did not sanctify the glory of God, you know, Moses still called them by the name of the Lord. Said, the Lord thy God. You know, that's how he spoke to them all the time. See, and this is how we must deal with our children all the time. You know, you align them with the ways of God. Hallelujah. They have a responsibility on their own, you know, when they are grown, to make up their mind. So choose you this day whom you will serve. Joshua said, but as for me and my house, Joshua 24:15, all of us, we will serve the Lord. Well, when the children are grown and they depart from your house and under your instruction, the instruction that you have given them will follow them, you know, and they will remember the words. That's right. Because the Lord said they will not depart. And even if they were stubborn and, you know, and rebellious, the Lord will bring them back. Glory to God, you know, so, but for you who are children in this, you know, everybody's a child of somebody. Even I myself, now that I'm a grown man and have children and grandchildren, I also had parents at one time, you know, parents are gone, but I did have parents and I know the God of my father. Yeah, That's right. I know him. And I know him not only because he was the God of my father. I knew him because, well, first he was the God of my father, but then he became my God. And I know him myself, you know, perhaps even in a way that my father didn't know him. I know him now, you know, even more so. You know, so these things are for everybody, you know, whether you are the parent or the child. And some of us are blessed to have, you know, multiple generations. Your parents may still be living, and then you also have children, you know, so they're in the middle, you know, and these blessings are for everybody. Praise the Lord. Now back to Isaiah 54. You know, and verse 13, these are glorious things that are spoken concerning you and your children. He says, all thy children shall be taught of the Lord. And that's God's responsibility. He said it in his word. When you train them and they're not listening, well, they will listen, actually. But if they don't, for whatever reason, well, you put them in the hands of the Lord. And if you ever try to discipline your children and they don't do it, if you put them in the hands of the Lord, God's discipline will be even tougher. So you children, you better listen and obey your parents, because if they turn you over to the Lord, God will deal with you even more. So, you know, because you say they shall be taught of the Lord. Taught of the Lord doesn't mean only you sit down and God's telling you scriptures. No, it also means discipline. Disciplined by the Lord. That's right. You know, because God, you know, disciplines and chastens every child whom he receives. You know, so the Lord promised to give great peace to our children. Your children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. Now, you can stand upon that word at any time. When your children are troubled, maybe things are not going well for them. Maybe the Lord does their job or this and that or their situation here and there for them. You stand upon this word. Glory to God. And you say, the Lord said, great shall be the peace of my children. So it's coming. Glory to God. I'm looking. I can see it. I can smell it. I can hear it. You know, and you teach them to believe it too. And it's coming for them. In righteousness shall thou be established, and thou shalt be far from oppression. I shall not fear one from terror, because you will not come near you. The things that make you to fear, what is it that keeps you up at night? That makes you to fear concerning your children. Fear not, saith the Lord. You know, these words that are spoken over your children shall come to pass. For I, the Lord, will watch over them to do them. Or, you know, to do you good. The Lord said, I watch over you to do you good. So these things are powerful, you know, for your children. We're talking about your children today. Promises for you, but we're also talking about promises for our children. And every promise that's in this Bible, the children themselves can also claim these promises for themselves. Not just because of your father or your mother. No, you claim it for yourself too. You know, when people gather against you, say they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against you shall fall for thy sake. You don't even need to pray about that. You know, God will take care of it. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Glory to God. You know, any formation of the weapon, Lord didn't say they won't form the weapon. You know, they can form it, but it will not prosper. Glory to God. You know, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn the tongue, because, you know, this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. You work for the Lord, not for anybody else. So God will deliver you from the scourge of the tongue. Hallelujah. For your righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Powerful, powerful promises for you and your children. Isaiah chapter 61 verse 9 again tells us that people, your children will be known, you know, in their communities. They will be acknowledged. People will know that they are the blessed of the Lord. This is a powerful promise. Now, remember that this Isaiah 61 is the whole chapter is a powerful promise of the, you know, glory of God that comes upon you. And the Lord says, you shall arise and shine and all of that. Well, he says, I, the Lord, will cause your seed to to be known among the Gentiles. Isaiah 61 verse 9. And your offspring among the people, all that see them shall acknowledge them that they are the seed which the Lord has blessed. Now, this is a powerful promise for your children. God will cause, you know, it's kind of like Isaiah chapter 55 verse 12, right? Where he says you will be, go out with joy, led forth with peace. Mountains and hills will break forth before you into singing, and the trees of the field will clap their hands. Well, God is the one that lines up the trees of the field to clap their hands for your children. Right now, he says right here that they will be celebrated. You know, just like Isaiah 55, they'll be celebrated. People will acknowledge them and say, these are the ones that the Lord has blessed. And they will clap their hands for them. Celebrate and congratulate them. Praise the Lord. These are coming. These are blessings for your children. Powerful blessings. The children themselves can claim this for themselves, but you can stand in the gap and claim it for your children. It's powerful stuff if you know how to use these promises to your advantage. Jeremiah 31, 16 and 17, I covered that already. And Joel chapter 2. Verses 28 and 29. The Lord promised the Holy Spirit outpouring upon your children in the last days. That's right. Yeah. Parents must never leave their children behind. You know, some parents, you know, when they want to go to church, they're looking for a place to put their little ones, hire a babysitter to watch the children so that they could go to prayer meeting. What's that all about? You got to take your children with you. That's right. You know, it's some work. You know, maybe they will be distracting. Maybe they cry. Maybe they distract you and so, but it will be worth it. Because the Lord said, your work shall be rewarded. Leave them behind. You know, what were they going to be doing while you're at church? Watching TV? No. You take them with you. Take them, drag them along, even if they don't want to come. You know, and that's how you do it. Say, I know him that he will command and instruct his children and his household after the Lord. You know, that's how we do it. Praise the Lord. But let's jump over here quickly to the New Testament. All of those promises we've been reading have been in the Old Testament. There are many things that the Lord also says in the New Testament concerning our children. Even Jesus talked about these things. Let's read some of the things that that Jesus said. You know, there are times when, you know, some people wanted to bring their children to be blessed by Jesus. And the disciples said, no. Don't bother the master. He's busy. That's like people today, you know, when they're going to fellowship. You don't take the children along because they're going to disturb us, you know. And Jesus said, no, bring the children in. You know, these children, he said, look, theirs is the kingdom of God. You know, but here he gives a powerful warning. In Matthew chapter 18 and verse 10, he said, look, anyone that messes with any of these little children, their fate is doomed. You know, their fate is sealed. Their doom is sealed, basically. I'll put it that way. Take heed that you do not despise one of these children. I say unto you, you know, that in heaven, their angels are always beholding the face of my Father. This is what Jesus thinks of the children. So don't despise them. Don't think that way. They're too young to know the things of God. Who tells you that? You know, they're not too young to know the things of the devil. So you better grab their minds before the devil grabs them. And the Lord, I mean, talking of even little children now, the Lord said, look, their angels are always beholding the face, you know, of their Father. Luke 17 is, you know, verse 2 is where it talks about the fate of the ones that would offend these two children. Their fate, they're doomed. They're sealed. It said, Luke 17 verse 2, whosoever shall offend one of these little ones, little children, well, they better be careful, Jesus said. You mess with these young children, you know, the Lord's going to deal with them. So it's better that they put a millstone around his neck and cast into the sea, and that you should offend one of these ones. This is how serious it is with children. I mean, the way God views these children. If the people mess with them, especially the little ones, don't mess with any of these children. Praise the Lord, because, you know, God will jealously watch over them. So, and for parents that have young children, be assured that the Lord is watching over them. There's nothing for you to worry about. Even when those children cannot defend themselves, it's nothing for you to worry about. You'll be praying, the Lord will watch over them. There was a time that Jesus was a little young child. He couldn't defend himself. Who defended him? The Lord and the angel of the Lord. And the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream by night and said, arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt and stay there until I bring you word again. For there are those that have risen up to destroy the young child. You know, Jesus couldn't protect himself. He was a baby. But the father was watching over him. When your children, you know, and like that, well, the Lord will watch over them. In a little, you just be praying. And don't worry about it. The Lord will watch over them. Pray, pray, and pray for them. Matthew chapter 19, verse 14 gives us an assurance that the children have a place in their kingdom. He said, look, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. You know, belongs to them. So don't keep them out and don't try to tell, you know, think that, you know, they don't belong. They do belong, Jesus said. You know, so this is the story where they were trying to bring some little children to Jesus to put his hands on them. And the Bible said, the disciples said, no, don't bother the master. He's busy. And Jesus said, no, I'm not busy. You know, let the children come. Glory to God. Children, they have access to the Father at any time. Don't think, and in fact, the Lord has the capacity to multitask, million tasks at the same time. Just imagine, when you are praying to the Lord, so are millions of other people. And not one of those prayers is lost. And he can sift through all of them, find the ones that have faith, and respond. Praise the Lord. You know, so Jesus said, look, I'm not too busy. Bring the children unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. This is an assurance. And he laid his hands upon them. Don't ever think that your children don't belong in the things of God. They do belong. But Jesus said, you know, the children of the kingdom is like for such like, those who have that gentle, childlike spirit. And that's, you know, that's who the children, I mean, kingdom of heaven belong to. So bring them, he said. Praise the Lord. So these, you know, you can see how Jesus himself valued the children. Acts chapter 2. This promise that in the book of Joel, Peter was quoting it again in the New Testament, Acts chapter 2, verse 17, and then verse 39. It said, the Holy Spirit will be poured out upon you and your children. Praise the Lord. Yeah. So when you are praying that your children should receive the Holy Spirit, well, believe that God has already promised that this promise is unto them as well. His promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are as many as are far off, as many as the Lord our God shall call. The Lord already promised that. Acts chapter 2 and verse 39. So let's believe the Lord even for our children to receive the good graces of the Lord and the Holy Spirit to guide them through their lives. Praise God. In the book of 1 John chapter 2, there are some powerful, glorious things, again, that are spoken concerning our children. And we got to believe these things. Praise the Lord. I write unto you, little children, 1 John chapter 2, verse 12, because your sins are forgiven. You got to believe that for your children. For his name's sake. That's Christ. I write unto you, fathers, you know, well, fathers have their own also, you know, and so on. Because you've known him from the beginning. I write unto you, young men. You know, John was always concerned about the younger generation. Because you have overcome the wicked one. And I write unto you, little children, because you have known the Father. Praise God. And he, you know, on and on and on. I've written unto you, young men, because you are strong. And the word of God abideth in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. Praise the Lord. And these are glorious things that are spoken about our children and the next gen, that they are strong. And they have overcome the devil. We believe that as we present them before the Lord. I mean, look, there are so many promises in these scriptures concerning, I mean, glorious things that are spoken to our children that we should never, you know, doubt that the Lord, you know, is going to take care of them, meet their needs, and keep them from the evil. Jesus himself prayed for us. We were like his children. He said, look, all that the Father has given me, they have come to me, and I will lose none of them. Because my Father, who gave them to me, is greater than all. And no man can pluck them out of my Father's hand. Well, let's read this. In John chapter 10, verses 27 to 28. I mean, Jesus talking about, you know, those whom the Father has given him. Well, you can be talking about, you can pray and make this statement also for whom the Father has given you to be your children. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. That's a powerful promise. Neither shall any man, nobody, pluck them out of my hand. Why? Because my Father that gave them to me is greater than all. Now, if you remember that children are the heritage of the Lord, well, that means your Father in heaven that gave you these children, being that they are his heritage, he is greater than all. And no man can pluck anything out of his hand. Glory to God. You know, so these are powerful. I mean, I believe these scriptures for my children all the time. You know, no matter what's going on, I stand firm on this. That, you know, my Heavenly Father who gave me these children is greater than all. Greater than the situation that they are going through. Greater than whatever is confronting them. And nothing shall by any means hurt them. Neither shall anything pluck them out of my Father's hand. Because I commit them into his hands. He's able to keep whatsoever you commit into his hands. So commit these your children into God's hands. Stand upon his word. Declare these glorious things that are spoken in scriptures concerning your children. Declare them with your own mouth over your children as well. And then stand back and see the salvation of the Lord for these children. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's our quick lesson today. And, you know, some of you may have one child only, or many children, or not even any children, or maybe you yourself may be a child. You know, these promises are for all, whether, you know, one child, many children, whether, and then some parents have multiple children. You know, some children are doing well, some are not. These promises are unto all of them, whether they are doing well, whether they are not, whether they are following, whether they are not. All these promises are for them. Shall overtake them as well. You know, and the devil cannot have your children. Praise God. You know, the Lord wouldn't do it. He said concerning Peter, look, I have prayed for you. I know the devil is trying to have you and sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you. Glory to God. And, you know, he prayed for all of us in John 17 as well. And when we pray for our children, we have confidence, you know, that you have prayed for them. You need to have confidence in the Lord, and confidence in your own prayer, confidence in the word of God. When you've prayed for your children, you prayed over a situation, you know, you don't need to worry. Every day when you pray about children, even when things are going good, you are praying for them against the day of evil. You're storing up those prayers. So one day when the day of, God forbid, some kind of thing happens and your children are confused, you remember that you have already prayed for them. Just like Jesus said to Peter, I have already prayed for you. Glory to God. These things are powerful. This is the posture that we must have concerning our children. Don't be frantic and, you know, don't be afraid for anything. These are glorious things that God has spoken concerning your children. What is our role in all of this? Well, you must walk in it. Better is the man that walketh in his integrity. His seed, you know, I'll be blessed after him. You walk in the integrity of your heart. You pray for your children. You train them. You know, some of your children are growing, you know, but, you know, if they are, you know, anytime you have opportunity, you still speak to them, still encourage them, still tell them the word of God. Praise God. You speak to them as a man speak to his friend too. You can, you know, exchange scripture with them. Powerful stuff. You encourage them. When they are little, you train them, the Lord. And on your own, you keep believing these things that the scriptures have said concerning your children. And you declare them and it shall be so. I'm going to pray over the room and then I'll be done. Father, I thank you, Lord, for these glorious things that are spoken concerning our children. From Genesis, clear on through the book, the books in the New Testament, and clear on through the end, we see powerful, powerful promises that God has spoken concerning our children. We pray, Lord, that you teach us to align our hearts, our mouths, you know, with the word of God and speak these things, speak life over our children in our prayers. We believe, you know, say, I have believed, therefore have I spoken. Well, we believe, therefore we speak these good things and glorious things over our children that God has declared. And for the children themselves, they receive the graces of our Lord God Almighty. Praise God. I thank you, Lord. I give you glory and I give you praise. And you young ones that still have parents, you have godly children, godly parents, you know, I admonish you, let your parents bless you. Let them pray over you. Submit yourself and they lay hands on you and pray over you. Powerful stuff, you know, and God will honor it. I thank God for our children. They know that. They always come for prayer. Even though they are grown, you know, they're even ministers in their own right. But they know. They know where the power lies. And they know where the blessing lies. You know, they submit, honor their parents. And when you honor your parents like that, the Bible says, well, shall be well with you. You know, but that's the first commandment with promise. Honor your father and your mother. And it should be well with you. Not just your father, but both of your parents. And it shall be well with you. And the Lord will watch over the words that your parents have spoken. That's why parents, the only thing you must ever speak over your children are the words of the Lord. These words that we have read in the scripture. Never speak any negative thing over them, no matter how angry you are. Just put that away. That should not even come out of your mouth. All you speak over your children is life. Glory to God. Father, we thank you because you will watch over these words that we speak over our children. And for every children, my children, physical children, biological children, and my spiritual children that are in this room today, I speak over everybody these words of the Lord. Bible say your children, you know, they are the blessed of the Lord. Your children be mighty upon the earth. I speak these things that we have read in the scriptures today. How that the Lord said he will save your children. And so on and so forth. I speak them over everyone that's in this room today. It is well with you. You speak those words over your children as well. It is well with all of us. We give the Lord the praise. Give the Lord the glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.